With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate Armed Services Committee heard testimony today from experts on maintaining a strong military and defense workforce while embracing the growing role of artificial intelligence. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
Dr. Julie Lockwood with the Institute for Defense Analyses told the panel,
"To succeed, the Department of Defense and its partners in the defense industrial base must maintain skilled, capable, and adequately staffed workforces."
Dr. Simone Johnson of MIT told the committee, "One challenge to a strong workforce is known as stranded expertise.
Expert people, people who spend a lot of time acquiring education and training, losing opportunities and being left behind." It's a term being used in the tech sector to refer to the impact of AI in particular.
Lawmakers and the military are trying to find ways to integrate critical AI solutions while maintaining a strong and motivated military workforce. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNews.com, President Biden and former President Trump were the big winners in the Michigan primaries.
Biden defeated Minnesota Representative Dean Phillips. His one significant opponent left in the Democratic primary. Democrats are also closely watching the results of the uncommitted vote, which Muslims have been pushing in Michigan as a way to register objections over Biden's support of Israel following the Hamas terror attack in October. President Trump has now swept the first five states on the Republican primary calendar. His victory in Michigan over his last major primary challenger, Nikki Haley, comes after the former president defeated her by 20 percentage points Saturday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And the Commerce Department reports the U.S. economy grew at a 3.2% annual pace from October through December, and being propelled by healthy consumer spending. On Wall Street, stocks are lower now. The Dow down 86 points, the NASDAQ 40 points in the red. This is SRN News. Abortion bans lead to fewer abortion.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped nearly 100% thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the argument of some who suggest that repeating Roe versus Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Elected officials throughout American history have sworn oaths to uphold constitutions and pledged allegiance to the flag without much controversy, but that's changing. In Ohio, Sabrina Warner has stepped down from the state's Republican Central Committee, saying she could not uphold a constitution but now enshrines abortion. Disagreements over abortion and other issues are prompting some leaders to draw a line publicly. This is SRN News. In consumer news, Chrysler, the latest automaker to announce a vehicle recall.
Chrysler is recalling more than 330,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees because of a steering wheel issue that could cause drivers to lose control of the vehicles. The recall is for 2021 through 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee L and 2022 and 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee vehicles. The automaker says the upper control arm, ball joint, and steering knuckle may separate, causing the wheel to fall outward, increasing the risk of a crash. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Federal Aviation Administration giving Boeing 90 days to come up with a plan to fix quality problems and meet safety standards for building new planes. The company has been beset by quality problems in manufacturing of its popular 737 MAX jetliner. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.